Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, you may have been inundated with news about the invasion in Ukraine, the rising cost of living, Biden's Supreme Court nominee, and this has really consumed the attention of lots of the media. Mm. However, the race grifters, industrious as ever, have been working silently behind this media smokescreen.
For people who generally reject the idea of virtue, they are actually very diligent.
They are. I mean... They are working against bucking stereotypes in how industrious they truly are.
But I know, they can just whinge full time. It's incredible.
So what I thought I'd do is I did a weekend segment, which I tongue-in-cheek dubbed This Week in Race Grifting. But this time, I'm going to do it for real.
Okay, wow.
So I'm going to basically go through a bunch of things that have come up this week or just recently that might have flown under the radar and talk about what the claim is. Normally it's claim of such and such is racist, and then we're going to have a look at the claim and basically point out why it's nonsense. And I have actually looked over some which are legitimate. Like, there were ones talking about how people from Africa are being pushed off of trains and stuff like that, fleeing Ukraine and things like
that,
and being deliberately left behind. And I looked into that and I was just like, actually, that is kind of true.
Yeah.
So it's not like I've necessarily cherry-picked, and I've prefaced with an example of actual probable racism there. But let's get into the stupid stuff and have a bit of a laugh
with
all of the misery. So first and foremost, this is an article from The Guardian. People of colour may face ethnicity penalty on car insurance in England. So car insurance, now racist. But you might be thinking, well, hang on a minute, they don't connect any data on ethnicity, do they? None at all, actually.
Goodness me.
And in fact, they can't even discriminate based on sex anymore. Normally, the insurance would be higher for men because we have more accidents. And now, apparently, women have to foot the bill for our own mistakes. Which
Excellent. I approve.
Finally, getting some legal protection.
That's some collective punishment I can get behind.
It's kind of awful, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm... It says, hundreds and thousands of people of colour may have been paying an ethnicity penalty of at least £280 a year, each in higher car insurance costs. An investigation by Citizens Advice has claimed. The national charity said its year-long investigation had uncovered a shocking trend of people of colour paying a lot more for motor cover than white people, and that penalty was up to £950 in some locations.
Gosh.
However, the main insurance industry trade body disputed the report's conclusions, saying that insurers never used ethnicity as a factor when settling prices. So yes, that's because they use things like your location, the level of crime in the neighbourhood, times that you drive.
Number of accidents you've had.
Yes. And obviously...
Number of points on your license.
The fact that there is a disparity doesn't mean there's any injustice.
Number of drive-by shootings committed with your vehicle. Sorry.
Even if, you know, they collected data on ethnicity, it's not necessarily a sign that there has been discrimination. But the fact that they haven't even done that, and even if they wanted to, they couldn't. Well, it's just ridiculous, isn't it? Obviously, it's not racist. It's just that there are things that people of color do that mm-hmm. raises their insurance.
But it's also the fact, and a lot of people miss this, that a lot of the whole this is racism stuff is really just an urban-rural distinction, because mm-hmm. the cities tend to be much more, shall we say, multicultural and diverse in Britain compared to the countryside. And mm-hmm. if certain behaviors like car theft are more likely in cities, then you'll probably see higher insurance premiums there. So it's an absolutely a case of like very vague correlation does not equal causation.
Yes, exactly. And that's not all. Greta Thunberg has been calling some stuff racist.
Oh, has she? Apparently. Is she switching up her act from green to brown? Is she moving to anti-racism? Wow.
Greta Thunberg condemns racist decision to let UK firm mine on Sami land. So basically, mm-hmm. they're mining in some land, which is it's been agreed upon by mm-hmm. the Swedish government, more or less. So let's just read what the article says. So, environmental campaigner Greta Thunberg denounced as racist and colonial the decision by Swedish government on Tuesday to allow a British company to dig an open cast iron mine on the land belonging to the indigenous Sami people. Mm. Well, one thing strikes me here, that if it truly belongs to them, then surely they have the say over what happens to it. So
you would think so, but then sometimes the British government, the Home Office, can just overrule all kind of local laws because it's the Home Office that has
Sweden.
That power. In Sweden, I don't know. I know, yes, this is in Sweden, Josh. I'm just giving that as an example.
Okay. So yeah, the town is 30 miles from the town of Jokkmokk, commonly known as Lapland. So it's near Lapland, which is where you find lots of reindeer and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So apparently, there are lots of conditions that have been set by the Swedish government to make sure it doesn't interfere with them, such as if they could, mm-hmm. if possible, minimise the impact on reindeer husbandry, and the compliance of that was
otherwise
essential.
Otherwise, where will Santa get his shoes for his reindeer?
Exactly. Mm. She missed a beat here. Rather than calling it racist, she should have been like, this company is ruining Christmas. Mm-hmm. That would have been way more savvy, but never mind.
Wrong season, probably.
Yeah. Also, if it interferes with transporting migrating animals, and they also have to compensate the reindeer herders after they've finished their mining. Mm-hmm. So, right. And let's actually have a look at these Sami people. Mm. There they are. This is who this British company are being racist towards. Mm-hmm. I struggle to see...
Oh, hang on a minute. Has Greta Thunberg not realised that you can't be racist against white people?
Yeah, she's kind of missed the narrative a little bit, hasn't she?
There we go.
There's another story, which is perhaps even more absurd than this, if that's possible. Mm-hmm. White-on-white racism isn't enough for you. Parent criticised teacher for reading racial slur to kids at BC Middle School. A West Shore BC mother says she was appalled when she heard a teacher in her daughter's school district read a racial slur in class during Black History Month. Ooh. Dominique Jacobs said she was the only Black kid in her class growing up and that she was singled out and bullied because of it. Now she's concerned her daughter will go through the same thing. My fear for my daughter is racist bullying and all the trauma that comes along with that. I mean, fair enough, she's concerned about her daughter and not being bullied. That's mm-hmm. reasonable. However, I don't see what that is. That has to do with talking about reading out a racial slur, not even mm-hmm. using it, just reading it when talking about Black History Month. But if you're talking about Black history in America and you're not talking about that racial slur, mm-hmm. then what are you doing?
That's true.
I mean, true. Aren't you just glossing over an accurate
reading? Yeah, you're sort
of
having
of
to say like the word that cannot be spoken, yes. except in certain songs mm-hmm. by certain people, in which case it's fine.
But it gets a little bit more absurd, and this mm-hmm. is where my sympathy sort of disappears.
Okay.
It's triggering, it's sickening, like it made me physically sick, she said. a teacher reading a word, you felt physically sick. And that makes you look somehow good in any way. I don't really understand. People don't seem to understand any of the meaning of the context of that word and how it affects Black people and how it causes trauma to Black people. Right.
Yeah, okay. I certainly don't understand it.
I don't understand it because it's just a word. You control how much a word has influence over you, mm-hmm. funnily enough.
Yeah, it's kind of a curious thing with humans that in primitive societies where people genuinely believe in magic, curse words, like curses, magic curses, do kind of exist because mm-hmm. people have imbued these words with so much magic that if someone says them, it will genuinely physically harm them. And it seems like that is what people are doing with this particular word.
Yes, it certainly seems like it.
Seems totally counterproductive. And then
here we have, it is never, no matter the context, okay to use that word in the classroom or anywhere. Mm. So if you're talking about American history, how awful slavery is, mm-hmm. you can't use that word. You can't even mention it.
It's, so I wonder if there's a list of such words or whether it's just this one word.
It's just this one word, isn't
Very
it?
Very strange, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Genuinely. As a person of colour, I feel it each and every day that I live in a community that racism is alive and well, apparently. Mm-hmm. And systematic racism is alive in our schools. That's because critical race theory is being taught in your school. So mm-hmm. yes, that one is correct.
It feels like this word is almost like using the Cruciatus curse on students, the way that you read their description of it. It's like, yeah. Oh, it caused me trauma. I was physically sick from this word.
It's absurd.
I know.
So here's another one. So black former employee sues Google for racial discrimination. A former Google employee came to their dream job that turned into a nightmare because of bigoted, discriminatory, racist culture that exists within Google. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of April Curley and other former and current black employees at Google. Curley worked at Google as a diversity recruiter for 6 years to recruit prospects from historically black colleges and universities. She says she was hired at an entry-level position even though she held a master's degree and had 5 years of experience. That's not racism. That's just the corporate world.
Yeah.
Believe me. Curley said that she was able to recruit more than 500 black students to become part of the company. But ultimately, she alleges, she began noticing white dominant policies in the practice within Google. So she was literally...
Hang on. She worked there for 6 years and she recruited only 500 people. Okay, carry on.
But yeah, she was openly doing a job which discriminated in favor of black people.
Right.
And then it's like, Google's racist. Mm-hmm. They're hiring all these black people, but they're so racist. Mm-hmm. They're deliberately going out of their way to do it. It was your entire job. I mean, this is just so absurd.
I know.
Oh, dear. But that's not all.
Oh.
But did you know that the dangerous standard is also racist? Do you know what this is?
No.
So basically, in New York, this is a New York-based story, Mayor Adams is rolling back the lenient laws on crime to try and tackle the rising crime. Mm. And if, John, you can scroll down and show us a picture of Mayor Adams. There he is. This is the architect of these racist policies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just
looks
saying.
A bit like Jim Crow, doesn't he, from here?
Yeah, so... I'm going to read a short extract here. Now Adams wants to introduce dangerousness assessment to the bail law, but because race often operates as a proxy for criminality and dangerousness, such an analysis will increase racial disproportionally.
Do you hear what they're saying there? Yeah, what a racist statement. Are they trying to say that people from certain races are criminal and dangerous? Wow. Damn. New York Daily News. Woof.
But yes, they're basically saying that some people perceive certain races as being more dangerous than others. So judging by that standard of not allowing dangerous criminals out of prison is apparently racist. So assessing whether someone is a harm to society mm-hmm. is now racist. There we go.
Just remember this the mm-hmm. next time someone is released from bail and goes on to mm-hmm. murder a load of people.
Also, coverage in Ukraine, now racist, according to Trevor Noah.
Oh, no.
Apparently, he's basically trying to make the argument that because everyone's astounded that this is happening in Europe, mm-hmm. Where there has been peace largely most of the time since World War II.
Yeah, apart from, you know, Yugoslavia.
Whatever.
And the IRA and the bombings in Spain and various separatists and things.
But anyway.
And the stabbings and the Islamic terrorist attacks and all of this sort of thing. Apart from that really peaceful continent, guys, you'll love it.
Yeah. Apart from all that stuff.
Yeah.
People were surprised that this was going on, mm-hmm. and apparently that's racist now, because war is generally something that happens in the Middle East, according to...
Trevor Noah.
Yes, mm-hmm. or the people he's reporting on have said, okay, well, we might expect this from Africa or the Middle East, but mm-hmm. in Europe, on the doorstep, this is apparently now racist, mm-hmm. and he basically says, let's forget racism, oh, how I wish... we could forget the racism. You do realize that until very recently, fighting crazy wars was Europe's thing. That was Europe's entire thing. That's all of European history. I mean, Europe did fight a lot of wars, but I don't think it's a European thing.
No.
I think it's a human thing, isn't it?
Yep, yep.
But not only that, the Ukrainian refugee crisis exposes racism and contradictions in the definition of human, apparently.
Okay.
Makes perfect sense, of course. Yes. Clearly, this racism, we need to redefine what it means to be a human being because of this one event. It's ridiculous. And the final thing I wanted to end on is Disney apologizes after Texas high school dance squad performs a racist routine at Magic Kingdom Parade.
Wait, what?
So they performed a racist dance, didn't you know? Disney World has offered its regret after a Texas high school drill team was accused of stereotyping Native Americans for a performance during a parade at the Magic Kingdom theme park in Orlando, Florida. A performance by a 50-member all-girls team from Port Neches Grove High School on the 15th of March faced widespread backlash after videos of the parade went viral on social media. The Indianettes team wore fringed outfits and danced in Native American-inspired music with moves seemingly appropriated from their culture. The girls performed during the parade could also be heard repeatedly chanting I-N-D-I-A-N-S, scalp'em, Indian, scalp'em. Which...
Were they cheerleading or something?
Yes.
Okay, so that's okay, that context makes it seem slightly less unreasonable, to be honest. It's just funny when it's reported out of context.
But it's just these evil high schoolers dancing.
Ugh. You know, I mean, you know who the worst racists are, according to these people? Children.
Yes.
Just terrible.
But even a dance now, apparently. I thought imitation was the greatest form of flattery, but there we go. Well, hopefully you've not been too disheartened by my coverage of what is now racist.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as Carl's interview here with Kelvin Robinson. And if you want to follow Kelvin, you can always follow him on Getter at Kelvin Robinson on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.